Blog Talk Radio.
Smooches, and welcome to our show. Tonight we will be talking and discussing your online presence. And it came on very serious because this is a really serious issue with entrepreneurs right now. Entrepreneurs are starting, or business startups have been increasing at a very phenomenal rate for the last 10 years, whether you believe it or not. I know it seems like there are a lot of people who have been startups that have went overnight success, but really those are not the norm. But when we come to think about how you're actually going to bring about your branding to the public, there are some things that you possibly could do in order to make that a little less painful. So tonight we're going to be talking about establishing a presence as an entrepreneur right here on Smooches Radio. I want you to continue to tune in, and I want you to really get your notebooks out, get your pen and paper ready, because we have some really phenomenal information to offer you right here tonight on Smooches Radio. Smooches. Smooches out there to Bianca Ingram. That was her phone walk.
You must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. I joined the National Speakers Association when I decided that I wanted to speak. I wanted to be around the people that were doing what I wanted to do. I'll never forget that I saw Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. You have something special. You have greatness within you. And you can do more than you could ever begin to imagine.
That's you, Smooches. anybody who's tuning in right now, you are on our special branded show, Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays. It's all about financial freedom, and it's about entrepreneurs gaining some ground, because a lot of entrepreneur or business startups do not make it within the first 2 years. And that's because of not just the lack of resources, but building on knowledge from the past. You were a worker, and now you are becoming a CEO or COO of your own product or brand. And I think the best thing to do when you have just begun to step out into the business world on your own, to plan ahead, plan your brand success early on. And a lot of people make it look so easy. You think that they're not doing it, but just know that the person who's up in the morning at their business and they are trying to make it, they have thought about that the night before, that they've got to get there before their competitors are up. If you are in a business market and it seems oversaturated, I'm going to still applaud you and tell you to stay in it. Now, I'm speaking from experience, because I also have learned and had some of the growing pains of having my own business. A lot of times there are groups that meet to talk about the challenges that face young startups and entrepreneurs. And one of the greatest ways to place your business or your brand is at one of those business meetings. So they have a couple of meetings that have been meeting in different areas. But one of the online places that you can find out where someone is meeting, so that you can go and place your brand by word of mouth, your own word of mouth, is meetups.com. So meetups has been around for quite some time. And it seems like you get overwhelmed by finding all the meetings. But there's two things you can do. You can either start attending a meeting and find out what it's going to take for you to be there and be consistent with that group of people, or you can even start your own. But it's totally up to you. Now, this information that I'm giving is probably, it may be dated and it may not, but I would say that no information is dated, especially when it's coming from someone who's already walked that. Suggests that when it comes to social media and things that have been around for quite a bit, I think that we're going to be using and earmarking a lot of this, just like we used to mark history books, that these are things that you can utilize. And it may work for some and it may not work for others. But meetups is definitely a place that I would try to see what kind of resources you have out there. Another place that you can try to get your presence known is on Craigslist. And Craigslist has been underrated. It's been overrated. But to me, it just hasn't been used well enough, especially when it comes to brand marketing. One of the things that they ask you not to do is not to place MLM marketing or social, tier level marketing on their site. But one of the things you can offer for your particular product or brand is a special, if it's Organo Gold tea or coffee, I would say, you know what, hold a coffee and tea free to the public. And if they ask you where it's coming from, guess what? You can let them know to give them the information in a different way. There are so many different ways that you can provide people with your brand, product, and placement. And I've seen it happen so many times, and I've seen some really conventional ideas, and I've seen some very unconventional ideas. And I think that they're both worth trying. Like I said, if you have a product and it's in an MLM, a multi-level marketing corporation, then I would say that you need to find another way to get your product out there. And Craigslist is a place that you can actually try to get people to come and sample your product. People to just, these are some of the freebies you're going to have to do in order to get your business off the ground. When we think to our present, we have to remain present. So this is the twofold part of the show that I was that Smooches Radio advertised early on in our show format. There is a twofold part to your presence. One of the ways that you can remain present is to place your product in places where there is a presence of marketability. And the thing about you, yourself, as you go out and you try to initiate some consumers, clients, partners for your product or your brand, is to be totally present, which means not only do you have to be there, you have to really be present wherever you're at and take it all in, because there may be someone in that arena that you are supposed to have connected with. And so don't get so blinded by just going to these meetings. See, a lot of times, and I was just at a meeting not too long ago, and what I saw was when people say, so, you know, social networking, okay, we're all going to start networking. One of the things that I noticed is everybody's trying to get everybody's number. I mean, everybody is trying to connect with everybody instead of being present. And one of the things that I've started to do is to really be present. I was not supposed to make connections with everybody in the room. I was only supposed to connect with the person that I connected with. And after I connected and knew and used that, I would call it business discernment. I don't need to give everybody my business card. I don't need to go out there and put everybody on my connection pad, because it's not helping my brand. But I was able to get to one person, and that person is the person that I was supposed to make the connection with. So I challenge you not to just go to these workshops, seminars, arenas, networking opportunities. Yes, they're called opportunities, but don't forget, you have to simply make those opportunities occur consistently. Hello? And that does not mean that you have to have your black book full of everyone. Now, some people are just more social than others. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you can make a business out of being very social and you can market yourself in the right way, then smooches to you. I hope that you have felt some of our presence tonight, because we are definitely entrepreneurial brand placement smooches tonight, and we want you to grow as you go. It's about not just knowing other people. It's about knowing who you are, and it's about who knows you. When people speak about Smooches Radio out there, our best part of ourselves is that we are a radio adventure platform. Now, if you go back to the book, and it's called The Science of Getting Rich, and if you go back to Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, one of the things that they mention are the early part of radio has just begun. We haven't taken radio to where we've already taken television. And so radio broadcast is an auditory experience. It's an auditory experience. We've had the visual experience, but the auditory experience has not given us what we need. We've been programmed a lot of stuff that's not our own, and that's why it's very rare for you to find on FM radio a show such as the ones that Blog Talk Radio allows us to be able to commit to our listeners. I hope that you are not just present, but I hope that Smooches Radio is a presence in your life, so that you can understand that we're here to help our listeners and our artists and our entrepreneurs gain some social ability by looking at the world in a very unique perspective. I can't tell you how much that we really do appreciate all of the people out there who have been supporting our show all along. And so let me just take this time to let you know that there are entrepreneurs out there, and I want to just take some time to mention them tonight. Salima Graham was one of our very first authors out there, and she came and she gave back to our female mentoring group. Now, she has a book out there that is very life-changing, and it's called When God Was Effervescent. It speaks about some of the trials and tribulations of a young girl growing up, not knowing who she was, and beginning to understand the world in a very different way. And I would love for you all to go to Amazon.bia, that particular literature. Very great read. Salima Graham's When God Was Effervescent. Last week, we were very blessed to have young entrepreneur and brand marketer, as well as nonprofit CEO, Dakari Thurman. Now, Dakari has a special story, and I would love for you to go and download that show at www.blogtalkradio.com so you can find out the biggest royal entrepreneur that's hitting the scene this season. And he's going to talk to you a little bit about not quitting and understanding who you are well before your 40s. So the Jossie is the clothing line, and also they have the Dakari project out there. But I want you to go and support these initiatives and these new startups, because they're going to be a very visible part of your near future. But check them out. That's Salima Graham, When God Was Effervescent, and Dakari Thurman's Jossie clothing line. Very nice clothing line. Very organic behind it. And I want you to check it out. Smooches. Check out this Melly Dion, Unprecedented, from Purple Elephant Music. And we're going to come back with more establishing a presence as an entrepreneur on Thank God and Financially Free Fridays when Smooches Radio returns.
whole system that we live in drills into us that we're powerless, that we're weak, that our society is evil, that it's private, et cetera, and so forth. It's all a big, fat lie. They're powerful, beautiful, extraordinary. There is no reason why we cannot understand who we truly are, where we're going. There is no reason why the average individual cannot be fully empowered. We are incredibly powerful beings.
Now, I think I spent 30 years of my life, the first 30, trying to become something. I want to become good at things. I want to become good at tennis. I want to become good at school and race. And everything I kind of viewed in that perspective. Not okay the way I am, but if I got good at something, I realized I had the game wrong. The game was to find out what I already was.
Now, in our culture, we've been trained for individual differences to stand out. You look at each person, the media kid is brighter, dumber, older, younger, richer, poorer, and we make all these dimensional distinctions, put them in categories, and treat them that way. We get so that we only see others as separate from ourselves in the ways in which they're separate. And one of the dramatic characteristics of experience is being with another person and suddenly seeing the ways in which they are like you, not different from you. And
Mooches, welcome back to Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays. This is our way to motivate our listeners. This is our platform to be able to provide our unique perspective and to have our listeners gain some of their respect and some of their personal dreams back. It's all about your personal dream in 2015, and we want to make 2015 the best year yet, especially for our listeners. We have had so many different personalities come through our station this year already, and next week we will have another special guest. Sync from Purple Elephant Music will be bringing his new product, which is a new single, and we're going to be interviewing him with a very intimate look at what is taking him to get to the top of his game. So please don't forget to tune in on Tuesday. That's right, Tuesday the 24th at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we look forward to you making sure that you smooch some love to Purple Elephant Music, which is taking over Smooches Radio for the month of February. It's really been an interesting month because there has not been a lot of emphasis on that media has been giving us any really positive pictures. Every once in a while, a positive picture of a person of color will pop up past. And I'm wondering if this is because we're evolving into more business savvy individuals, if we are becoming less identifiable by our ethnic and race. But one of the things that I know that we are starting to do is we are gaining some presence in a very different matter. And that's what we're talking about tonight. It's not about who you know. It's about who knows you. It's about your brand. And when people say your brand or your product and they put it out there, what are they saying about it? What are they saying about Smooches Radio? I can tell you that when we started out with this particular platform, this project, that we did not know that we would be here as a presence on Blog Talk Radio. And I remember initially thinking, as the host and as also as the manager, what could we offer that wasn't already being done? And one of our very first shows was a jingle show, and it was called Jingling Baby Sundays Live. And I remember one of the people who called in, one of the listeners, was so excited about that show. And so far, we kind of put it on hiatus for a little while just to give the jingle contest. It was about jingle contest and showing artists how they can make another stream of money or revenue through applying to jingle contests, because music is appearing everywhere. And some of the best music or indie music out there is being placed in so many different genres, movies, you know, corporate motivation, boxing rings. There's no limit to where music is beginning to show its presence. And so that show will be coming back in the spring. But we also had to give it a little time because we know that we were a little bit ahead of our time with that show. And we have yet to see another show like that. And that's one of the things that we thought about when we were developing some of the show programming. We were thinking about what kind of shows we could give that weren't being done yet. And we also had a Watate Wednesdays, and it was us just taking time out on a Wednesday evening to just smooch the presence of all of the different blog talk radio shows and any other independent shows out there. And it was totally free. It was a marketing strategy for us to connect with other show hosts and other shows, but everyone seemed to like being placed inside of this box. And we thought that was a great show. And that show had very low listener turnout, but it's never too late to revitalize. You know, they said you can't bring, you know, life back into a dead, you know, anything that's dead. But, you know, these shows are before our time, and these shows are in our time capsule. I want you to think about where your brand can be, where it needs to be. And if there's anything that you used to do and you can pick it up again and make it into something, then do it. But I want to give you one more website before we get out of here that I thought was really interesting. But HARO, it's another great way to drive your traffic. HARO, it's a digital agency, and it specializes in startups, and it's a publicity service. So if you're out there and you're wanting, you know, help a reporter out, go ahead, because it sends out 3 newsletters a day with listings of various media opportunities. And you can just sign up for free, but it's called HARO. And I got that off of Jennifer Lana Schiff. She's a business and technology writer to CIO.com, and that's the name of the website, CIO.com. And if you need any more information about how to establish your online presence, please go to www.cio.com. But it's time for us to get out of here tonight. We love you so much. We thank you so much. February is such a great month. Don't forget to tune in Tuesday for Sinky's coming to see us on Speak Spitter Smooch Live. That's right, our open mic, open mouth poetry. We're going to see you next week for everybody that's out there who's been smooching us all along. Thank you, our loyal royals. Shout out to Kaiser the Great, that's right, and shout out to Monarch Guap of Hip Hop Rap Sheet. We also want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Sunshine Sumjit on our IG, as well as Buy Cream. He's been hitting us up quite a bit. And don't forget to check out a new video out there with Milkbone, with Poppy Stores. It's on our page. And we got so many artists out there that have been connecting with us. But we thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. And like always, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Thank you for smooching us. Good night.